Sit back, relax, and think about last Christmas Eve with me. Do you remember it? We were curled up on the sofa, naked but under a blanket. It was the afternoon before your mates came round that evening. My head on your chest and your hands on my tits, just gently tugging and twisting my nipples to keep your fingers busy. It was the first Christmas we spent together, and after you let me watch that bloody awful chick flick, I finally relented and agreed that Die Hard was a Christmas movie, so you hit play. I didn't really want to watch Die Hard, but I knew we wouldn't make it to the end of the movie anyway. Not with the way your fingertips were dancing along my skin. Half an hour in and I'd had more than enough, so I knew I had to turn it up a notch. Moving my fingers to graze the inside of your thighs, tracing a figure of eight as I go, my head still on your chest. I felt your breathing change, a soft moan escaped your lips, and you chuckled. You knew this was going to happen, and you're not mad about it. I can hear your breathing in my ear, feel your breath on my neck as my hand moved towards your cock. Your desperation grows. It's not long before I'm lowering myself down onto your cock and your breath hitches in your throat. My eyes rolling backwards in my head when I take you inside me and your hands moving down from my tits to my hips and back again. I took so much pleasure enrolling my hips in tiny, mind-melting circles as your lips moved from mine to suck on my tits again. The marks you left earlier turning an even deeper shade of purple. You're already close. The moans are escaping your mouth and there's a smile on my face because I love hearing the noises you make. You're ignoring the knock on the door and my moans are getting louder. It's so much easier to block it out that way. There are shadows going past the windows and your breathing speeds up when you realise the curtains are open and I'm riding you harder now, taking every single inch of your cock. We both know that your friends are there. They're not giving up. The knocking continues. So I really fucking go for it. Put on a proper show and make sure they know what you do to me. I throw my head back, my moans getting even louder, but you can't take it anymore. You wrap your arms around me and throw me onto the sofa. You were still inside me and you pulled my leg up over your shoulder and pounded me until I couldn't speak. Each thrust made my tits bounce just the way you like. I felt your cock twitch inside me, filling me up with your cum before you fell down next to me on the sofa, breathless but leaving kisses up from my neck down to my stomach, my legs still shaking. Our breathing slowed down as we came down from orgasm highs, and the rise and fall of our chests fell into sync with each other, and I think I just might, be able to form a coherent sentence. But you look up into my eyes and realise that your mates have just seen us both come completely undone. Not that that stopped us playing, and it certainly didn't stop them watching. You slap my ass, kiss my forehead, and sent me upstairs for a shower, wrapped up in that blanket. You threw your joggers on and went and faced your mates. But I know that wasn't the introduction you were planning for us all.